And one is religious. And one knows the terms. And one uses the language. But there is no expression in life. The real test . How do you define love? What is the definition of love that is demonstrated in Jesus Christ? An attitude that determines actions. Philippians 2, have this mind in you which was also in Christ Jesus. Love is an attitude that determines actions. An attitude towards something. In the light of Jesus Christ, it is a sacrificial, self-giving attitude that determines actions towards others to their benefit. That's what love is. It's not warm feelings in our minds. It's not goosebumps and bubbles in our stomach. It's an attitude that determines actions towards others. And those who have been joined by God's grace to Christ and have seen His demonstration of His attitude towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, He died for us on the cross of Calvary, that realization, then the command to love one another as I have loved you, so shall you love one another. By this the world will know you're my disciples, by the love you have for one another. So the first description of the man who hates in verse 9 and 11. The one who says he is in the light, yet hates his brother, is in the darkness until now. He's described again in verse 11. But the one who hates his brother is in the darkness and walks in the darkness and does not know where he is going, because the darkness has blinded his eyes. Christians are not allowed to hate. Jesus Christ demonstrated and modeled no hatred. To hate, to permit ourselves to hate someone. And the word brother here can mean neighbor. It's more than just the closest confession in the church. It certainly speaks of the relationship within the church. But as soon as we think we're allowed to hate someone, we have said, I am in some way better than that person. That God chose me because ultimately He saw something better in me than He saw in that person. And we fail to realize that, look, we are what we are by the grace of God. We were there. And it's not what my hands have done. It's not what I have. It's what God's grace has done for me in the person of Jesus Christ. He loved me when I was just like that person. How can I now hate that? If I profess to be in the light that's been inaugurated in Jesus Christ and following His commands. The man who walks in darkness, three things very quickly. He exists, look what verse 9 says. The one who says he is in the light yet hates his brother, yet thinks that he has the right to hate, is in darkness until now. To claim to be a Christian It's to claim to be regenerated, to be born again, to have this work of the Spirit of God, this work from above where God in His Spirit has come and changed my heart and changed my mind. It's a claim that we made before the church when we entered the baptismal waters, when we said, the Spirit of God has come and cleansed me of all my sin, has joined and to dwell within me and has joined me to Christ. And it was Christ's work alone that we stood and said, we are changed. We are now a part of you. We are one with you, the body of Christ. We have become a new creation. Oh, we got to go to Colossians 1 again. Colossians 1. I think that's the one I want. Let's go to 3. That one's good, but let's go to 3. Well, we can start at verse 5. Therefore, consider the members of your earthly body as dead to immorality, impurity, passion, evil deed, and greed, which amounts to idolatry. For it is because of these things that the wrath of God will come upon the sons of disobedience. And in them also, and in them you also once walked, when you were living in them. But now you also put them all aside: anger, wrath, malice, slander, abusive speech from your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you laid aside the old self with its evil practices and have put on the new self, who is being renewed to a true knowledge according to the image of the one who created him, a renewal in which there is no distinction between Jew or Greek, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, free, but Christ is all in all. We have been joined to Christ, who makes no distinction between people, ethnic groups, color of skin, backgrounds. Then verse 12. That simply must be the motivation for our love. So as those who have been chosen of God, holy and beloved, put on a heart of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another, forgiving each other, whoever has a complaint against anyone, just as the Lord forgave you, so also should you. Beyond all these things, put on love, which is the perfect bond of unity that will demonstrate the power of the gospel and the person and the work of the Lord Jesus Christ. We're not, if we truly realize that we were chosen of God before the foundation of it, we were loved by God, not because of anything He saw in us. All He saw in us was exactly the same thing He saw in everybody else: rebellion, sin, selfishness, self-focus. And the Father said, for my glory, I'm going to choose this people and I'm going to love them. I'm going to set my affection, my love upon them. I'm going to fence them in. I'm going to predestine that they will be conformed to the image of my Son. The Son will come and redeem them. He will die in their place. He will experience the hell that they deserve. They deserve hell. We deserve nothing but God's wrath. We have offended a holy God. Yet He loved us enough to send His Son to purchase us, to take our place under that wrath. And the Holy Spirit said, I'm going to come. He says, I promise you, Father, I promise you, Son, that I will come and I will make that work effective and real in their lives. I will come as the light and remove the darkness. Oh, we're not at noontime yet. We're not on June the 21st at noon when the sun is its highest and brightest in the sky. For some of us, we're just at sunrise. It was dark, but the light has just peeked up over the hill. The light has just begun to shine. But I tell you what, in a battle between light and darkness, light always wins. And just as the sun continues its course through the Spirit of God revealing to us the Son of God, the light is shining in the gospel ever more brightly in our lives, demonstrating to God's glory the love of Christ as it's demonstrated in our love for one another. Well, I've got to stop. Let me just this last thought, this last phrase. He continues in darkness until now. The one who says he's in the light yet hates his brother. This is a present tense word of hate. It's not, again, getting mad, saying I hate you, point action, all of a sudden then coming back and falling on your face and saying, Lord Jesus, forgive me because I have no right to hate. It's the person who thinks that he can continually live in that attitude and he has a right to it. Present tense hate. It's not those flashes of anger. It's not those moments of failure for which we confess and forgive. It's to have a style of life that is one mark when people hear us speak. They hear this tone of anger and hate. Until now, it's just to now. There's still hope because it's just to now. The light has shone. The true light has been manifest in the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I plead with you this morning, if that is your direction, if the Spirit of God is saying, you know what, that's me. That's my attitude. My life is more filled with anger and hate and bitterness than it is with this amazing love and gratitude and thankfulness demonstrated in my love for the church. Come to that light. Come to Christ now. Fall before Him. Confess that to Him. He who comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. Let's stand. Father, we thank You first of all this morning for 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Lord, we thank You for that. There's not one of us in this room that do not have to go and realize that, you know what, this has been us at times. But Lord, we thank You that for Your children, this isn't what marks a life. That we do not walk in darkness. We walk in the light. We walk in the love of Christ. We walk in seeking to obey His commandments. And Lord, this morning we thank You for that. We thank You for the opportunity to love one another in Christ. We thank You, Father, for the love that we receive from one another. And we just pray, Father, that it demonstrates that we're Your disciples and it brings glory to Your name. Help us to walk in love this week. Help us to love because You first loved us and demonstrated it in Christ. As we pray in His name, amen.